open session.
Okay.
Yeah. Case 2598.
Case 2585.
Do you want to discuss 2585 first?
Yes.
Dr. Shelley? Okay.
I don't have a lot to say about 2585. I'm not seeing, I think the doctor handled it exquisitely. And there are some misunderstandings. I don't think the doctor owns any of that. I think she did her best to, and did a good job of communication, so I see no violation.
I don't see a violation.
Great.
Yeah, I agree. I think that communication seems to kind of be the, or lack of, or misunderstanding, kind of common thread throughout this. Obviously, there's a strong emotional attachment with the owner, but I don't see anything that rises to violation.
So I move that we recommend that this 2585 be, that we found no violation.
I'll second.
Aye. In favor?
Aye.
Okay. Case number 2598. This reminds me of the case we dealt with last month in terms of, you know, moving the case forward, client wanting to move the case forward regardless of the condition of the animal. And again, I mean, Dr. Bates's records are excellent in terms of documenting her communication to the client. I'm not sure it was completely understood, and sometimes I suspect that the client's mind is fogged so much they want to do everything they can to save their animal, but the records are very good, and I find no violation with number 2598, and move that.
I would agree.
I agree.
I move that motion that we find no violation case 2598.
I'll second.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye. A report of this committee's findings and conclusions will be sent to the board. That report is advisory in nature. The case will be on the agenda at a future board meeting. The board meets the third Wednesday of the month. You will be notified by mail as to when the case will appear before the board as a new investigative inquiry. Keep going.
Can we take a quick break?
Absolutely.
Sorry.
5 minutes?
Yeah.